Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Gary about his mild acne. Gary has obsessive compulsive disorder.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Hello.
Hi, Gary.
How are you?
Take yourself a seat. I'm really well, thank you. Right, what can I do for you today?
I was just wondering if I'd be able to collect... Sometimes what's happened is, you know, I get like mild to moderate, you know, acne sometimes spots, but lately it's been going away. But I get this like ointment, it's like an antibacterial cream I get off the doctor. I think it's called Duac, mm-hmm. I think it is. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, sorry. Mm. But it always works, but I try to look for some because I've had a few little outbreaks the last few weeks. Yeah. And sometimes it does affect the way me being anxious, I get very self-conscious about it.
Yeah,
but it hasn't been too bad the last couple of days, so I just wondered if I'd be able to like
we can give you that or something very similar. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I was just wondering if that would be possible. It's just to be on the safe side, that's all, because if I use it and then my face, my complexion really does clear up and I do like that, and it does help. And then I usually the doctor always they've always told me if I do need to use it, it's always there, but I couldn't find it before and I think I must have used it up, or I think I must have just got to a point where my face is clear, so I don't need to use it anymore, so I must have like just lost it somewhere.
How are you doing otherwise?
I'm okay, yeah.
Your anxiety symptoms okay?
Yeah, okay. Just sometimes, just obviously with long hours at work, I do get quite stressed, but you know, like tired. But other than that, it's not too bad.
What's your job?
Delivery driver.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, it's okay. It's just sometimes it's long hours, you know, just tiring. But I'm okay usually. Just I try just to like, you know. Well, but sometimes I just like, I find if I just like, you know, relax, I find that just, you know, at night, I just, I'm sometimes like, I can just get a little bit, you know, it's more just like anxiety, like tired. I just fit. Sometimes it's just like if it's like, say, very stressful or if it's a busy day, sometimes I'm trying to learn how to cope with it in my own way. Just like, if I do, I just try and have like 5 or 10 minutes to myself sometimes anywhere.
Your chest been all right?
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
How are things at home?
Yeah, fine. Everything's fine at home. Sometimes, like, usually I'm at work anyway, so, but when I go home, it's usually quiet. Or I go home, and funny enough, my mother's out, and I'll leave house, my mother comes home.
Yeah.
But everything's
so
fine.
Just you and your mum at home, isn't
it? Yeah, there is, yeah. She works too, and I'm just usually in and out. Okay. Everything's fine.
And your mum's okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She's actually doing very well. She's doing really well at the moment. She's... she's just keeping herself active. She's just keeping herself on the go, and she's just not letting us, you know, like, she's just not letting it get, you know, like the problem she's got at the moment. She's not letting it get to her. She's really like keeping active. She's really staying strong. I'm actually really proud of her. Like, she's really doing very well.
Good. This is with her Parkinson's disease.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah. So she's doing extremely well. I know she just had like a letter off the hospital. I think she went to see a specialist, and he said like he's very impressed, you know, with her improvement. He sees like, you know, I mean, it seems like a positive outlook, you know. He says that she's doing extremely well. She's keeping active. She's constantly on the go anyway, but she's just doing very well.
And your general health?
Yeah, I think it's fine. Yeah, yeah. Everything seems.
Your mood's been okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And your asthma?
My asthma's fine. I touch wood. I've had no more. I've had no trouble with it. Been,
you've grown out of that pretty
yeah,
much,
yeah, I think so.
Out,
no, I've not had to use an inhaler for years. It's been 3 years since I've had to use it.
And you're not a smoker at all?
No, I don't smoke.
So I'll mark you down as asthma resolved in your records, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
And when your skin is a problem, is it mostly just your face or elsewhere?
I do get like sometimes dry skin, but I use just moisturiser. I was just advised using, you know, like E45 moisturiser, usually on my arms, that's it. And sometimes the legs, but I just use that like once or twice a day, and it really helps.
Okay.
And that really helps because just sometimes it gets like very dry.
Is there anything that triggers that?
I think it's just down to, I'm not actually 100%. I think it's just, it could be just down to me. Like I sometimes blame, you know, with me having OCD, you know, I'm always constantly washing my hands and I'm always constantly washing. So sometimes I think it's just been down to, like, it could just be like down to that, but I might not be. Okay. I might not be right.
And the stuff that you use for washing at the moment, have we given you something, or do you just buy it?
I usually just use like Dove soap, you know, like a moisturising soap. That usually helps. Yeah,
that's not too bad an idea. Yeah. Or alternatively, we could give you a slightly greasier soap for washing. Washing. Shall we do that for you?
Yeah, if that's right.
Do you need any emotional support with your OCD at the moment?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm learning to do that. Sometimes that's usually a factor. If I'm like very, you know, like anxious and stuff, I do wash my hands more often. That's just. Sometimes I did once have to go to see a therapist about it, about things about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I have learned, compared to before, it was a lot worse than I had to go the day. I mean, I was washing my hands up to like 50 times a day, probably more, but it's not as bad as it is.
So much less of it.
Yeah, so much. Probably about, if I'm anxious or tired, it can be up like 10 times a day. But I just learned to control that. I just got to learn to stop to.
Well, if you need any support, then we can arrange that support. Okay.
Yeah, so, it's compared to what it was, it's a lot better. I mean, I still have those moments. I feel like I just need to wash. I just think it's just down to my general anxiety.
Your OCD doesn't affect your face at all?
It does, just more like confidence than anything, but it just sometimes makes me feel down. Sometimes if I see my face, I feel more anxious. And I mean, at the moment, it might be just me. I sometimes always just think the worst. Sometimes, you know, you look in the mirror, you say, I just see the worst.
Now, there is another option for your skin. What you have been using is Duac, which is a combination of an antibiotic together with another component to it.
Oh, right, yes.
What we could do is to use a slightly safer long-term treatment called Epiduo, which is just as effective
in the
vast majority of people. Yeah. You can use that when the acne is a problem as well.
Oh, right.
Try that one out?
Yeah, if that's okay.
And if it doesn't suit you, we can always go back to the original.
Of course. That's what I thought. If it's going to be perhaps maybe it's a long term issue, I thought at least it's always there to use again, because I was told like Durac is just really short term, you know, just to help. But it did really help, and it just like obviously if I did get a little bit of a bad outbreak, I'd just apply that, and a couple of days later, my skin, my face was back to normal, and I'm like, I can really see the improvement.
Okay. Well, this one also should be quite effective when your skin is a problem.
Right.
Potentially it can be irritating, but most people find that it's not. But just apply it once a day when you're having a bad patch. If you're finding it's not as effective as the Duac, then get back to me and we'll swap it back for you.
That's great.
Does that sound okay?
That's
on as a repeat prescription. And I've given you also this cream in a pump dispenser that you can use as a soap substitute, and hopefully if you are finding that you're back up towards your kind of 20 times or more a day that you're washing your hands, let me know and we'll get some support for you.
Like last time when it got me, even I was getting a little bit concerned. It was like, it's getting far too much. It's just literally every time I've had a chance or an opportunity, I just wash my hands constantly. Luckily at the moment, it's mostly, I only really wash my hands more. I always feel like, obviously when the anxiety kicks in, stress, that's when I usually seem to just, I think it's just a coping mechanism. Just feel like I need to wash my hands. I just feel like
Getting on top of you, don't hesitate to get back in touch with
you. Are you sure?
Absolutely. With just a telephone consultation, if you prefer.
Great. Oh, definitely,
But give that stuff a go. If you're not happy with how you're getting on with it, then give me a call back and I can always swap it back to your Duac. Epiduo is probably a little bit more effective in the long term. Providing it suits you.
Alright, that's great. Okay, thank you very much for your help. Thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.